محمد و آل محمد صلوات.
اللهم صل على محمد و آل محمد. Please recite Fatiha for the souls of Mu'minin and Mu'minat, especially one of the brothers who had passed away in the past few days. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah. Please say aloud salawat all together. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. For the love of Ali Muhammad, say another salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
As salawat has many rewards, say another salawat, please.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. بارئ الخلائق أجمعين. باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين. والصلاة والسلام والتحيات والإكرام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. For the appearance of Imam Zaman, salawat. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم وظالميهم وغاصبي حقوقهم لعنة الدائمة من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن وقال ومن ذريتي وقال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال أحد الظالمين. Please say salawat all together. First of all, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah accept these majalis from mu'mineen mu'minat, and especially the days of Arba'een, the days for the mourning of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu was salam. Dear brothers and sisters, we are starting from one of the best nights during the week, and that is night of Friday or Thursday night, the night of supplications, the night for communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the nights that Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam have asked us during this night, you should remember us and send a salawat and salam upon Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And one of the recommendation of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, that when you send a salawat during this night, add wa ajjil farajahum, all together please.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Night of Jumu'ah is its night of communication with Allah. It's night of du'as, acceptance of du'as. At the same time, it is night to remember Imam of the age. It is night of Imam. That is the night we are expected that hopefully during this night or these type of the nights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send Imam of the age to all of us. Say another salawat altogether. Ajjal faraj al Muhammad. And alhamdulillah, after recitation of beautiful dua that is narrated from our Mawla Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu was salam. The hearts are inspired, and I always think and say about dua. Dua is not for recitation. It is not to just state something. Dua is an action. It is a practice. When we say dua, or for example, when you say communication, so communication does not mean to state something, to recite something. Communication, that means to communicate with somebody. When you take your phone and you like to speak with somebody, over there you don't read something. You make an action. You speak with somebody. You communicate with somebody. During the night of Jumu'ah, when you come to Masajid and Husainiyas and like to recite Du'a-e Kamal, we should not just recite Du'a-e Kamal, but we should speak with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because communication is required. Recitation has not been required. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked in Quran, Udu'uni astajib lakum, call upon me. He never said recite my name or recite my dua. He said, call upon me. That means a call has to be made. You are required to dial a number. And that is the number of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Du'a-e Kamal is one of the codes. Du'a-e Kamal is one of the numbers that can take you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a dua of an infallible. A personality who is called Amirul Mu'mineen, the commander of the faithful. He has provided us a code that when you dial that code, you will be able to speak with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has said, Ud'uni astajib lakum, I will answer your call. You just dial my number, I will answer your call. I had said in the past few days that if you receive a message, let's say, so today, I don't like, but just if you receive a message from Mr. Obama, that if you make a phone call today, I will answer your call and I will pick up the phone. I will speak with you. Many people, they may feel honored. I don't, but maybe many people, they may feel honored. Today I will have an opportunity to speak the president. Right? President of country. And maybe in some of the cases, this becomes something that many people, they will narrate to people as well, that today I had honor to speak with one of the authority of this country. President is the authority of country, and I had opportunity to speak with him. So these are some of the important things that we considered in our life. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Udu'uni, you call upon me, Astajib lakum, I will answer your call. So you see, this is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how we can compare a president with the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There is no comparison. Because He is creator, He is sustainer, He gives us a life, He gives us everything. All the blessings of our life belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although we do not receive anything from a president, but still we like to communicate. We think this is honor. But from whom we receive everything of our life, when He asks us, communicate with me, I will answer your call. We don't like to communicate. We don't like to call upon Him. It must be an honor. How many of us, after completion of dua, then we sit down and we feel, Alhamdulillah, today we had an honor to speak with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really, how many of us, after recitation of dua, we feel that, oh yes, today I had honor. Or you narrate with somebody, to say your children, Alhamdulillah, I had an opportunity to speak with my Lord. We don't have that. Why? Because we don't have understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where it comes from, how we can learn ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that comes from a door, that comes from a gate, that is gate of knowledge. And gate of knowledge in this world, as Prophet has said, Ana madinatul ilmi wa aliyun babuha. When we get close to that gate, at that time we can understand. So that means ma'rifat of Imam is a gate towards ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one likes to understand the concept of monotheism, if one likes to understand what does Tawheed mean, then also we have to enter from the door of Imamat. Imamat is a concept that can take us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we recognize Imam and Imamat, definitely we will be able to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, this is Dua Kamal, that is recognition of an Imam for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when he speaks with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time he says, وَاجْعَلِ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ لِذِكْرِكَ مَعْمُورَةً وَلِخِدْمَتِكَ مَوْصُولَةً وَأَعْمَالِي عِنْدَكَ مَقْبُولَةً وَاللَّهِ, make my days and nights that I only remember you, no one else. That during the days and night I only remember you, O Allah. When somebody recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time he does not like to remember anybody else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jab insaan Allah ki ma'rifat hasil kar leta hai, jab khuda ko pehchan leta hai, to kisi ke saath guftugu karne ki lazzat hi nahi aati. Usse kisi ke saath baat karne ka saleeka nahi reh jata. Phir wo ji nahi chahta uska kisi aur ke saath guftugu kare. We chahte hain sirf Allah ke saath guftugu kare. Then he says, waj'al al-layla wan-nahar, day and night, everything, it has to come for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa bi dhikrika ma'muratan wa bi khidmatika mawsula, I would like to only serve you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do not like to be servant of anybody in this world. Because service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he deserves for the service. And we have honor to be servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the honors of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Hajjal fara.
that we state in our tashahud. We don't say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah wa abduh. We don't state that. But we say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Please say another salawat. So the first honor before somebody becomes prophet, before somebody becomes messenger, his honor is service. His honor is to be servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if somebody becomes servant, and he becomes a complete servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses that person to be messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give the great honors to somebody, great positions, like position of prophethood, like position of imamat, it has been given after their great services before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they completed their services, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, Inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. This appointment, it is a result of their services. Allah kisi ko jab mansab dena chahata hai, muqam dena chahata hai, to bagair sabab ke muqam nahi deta. Wo zaat haqeeqat mein muqam deti hai kisi ki khidmat ko dekh kar. Jitni khidmat badhti chali jati hai, utna mansab badhta chala jata hai. Salawat padhe Allahumma salli ala Because the gathering is a mixed gathering. And you all know about me in the past as well, that I had been here last year, I think, for all Ashra Arbaeen. And alhamdulillah, this year again I have opportunity to see all brothers and sisters again in this community. That is blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially the blessings of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. That Allah has provided an opportunity to serve the community for a few days. And I will call that as a service. I am a servant of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. So today I am clicking the clock. You know, when you go to an office and you put clock, that today I am starting my service. Today I can say in front of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein that I have started my service, and opportunities has to come from them, because we don't have anything other than their knowledge that has been provided by Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. It is my honor to sit on the member of Holy Prophet and speak on their behalf. It is an honor to be in the community, those who are lovers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Their hearts become inspired when they say salawat for Ali Muhammad alayhimus salam. خدا متعال ہمیں اتنی توفیقات دیتا ہے کہ محرم کے شروع سے لے کر چاند نظر آنے سے لے کر مسلسل اگر ہم صرف اسی صلوات کو کاؤنٹ کریں کتنی مرتبہ ہم پڑھتے ہیں تو خلاق کائنات کی کتنی نعمتیں ہمیں نصیب ہوتی ہیں. سید الشہداء نے ہمارے لیے ایک ایسا دروازہ کھول دیا ہے کہ نعمات کی بارش برستی ہے ابا عبداللہ الحسین کے طرف. This is the opportunity that we continuously have, listening majalis every day from various speakers. How great opportunities the Shias they have. Brothers and sisters, this Karbala has opened the gate of knowledge. And millions of people miraculously are attached with this Karbala, with Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Allah. I was just looking at the news, and I was listening that people, they started walking from Turkey to Karbala. Some people, they started walking from Iran to Karbala. Some other from Kuwait. What is that? Have you ever seen in this world? Have you experienced any other place in this world? Even if you think that Kaaba, yes, that is one of the central place in this world that makes us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is a physical Kaaba and there is a spiritual Kaaba. The Kaaba for the hearts of mu'mineen, that is the shrine of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. Brothers and sisters, no one walks towards Kaaba. Maybe there are a few people, those who leave their countries and go towards Kaaba just walking. But when they like to go to the shrine of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, at that time they feel their honor that if they go walking towards that place. They like to strive. They like to go hardships. Many of the scholars in the past centuries and today again, they walk from Najaf to Karbala. What is that miracle? Why is that attachment? This attachment, it is because of the position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided to Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. And that was position of imamat. So it's important that we should know that position clearly according to the Quran and ahadith of Aimma alayhi salam. How great is that position? What does imam mean? What kind of qualities an imam should have? How we can understand an imam? The position of imamat and imam itself. The concept is a divine concept. This doctrine of imamat is a divine concept. That is why I've started with one of the verses from Surah Mubarakah Baqarah. And actually, I have not chosen myself, but when I looked at the hadith, that is from our 8th Imam Ali ibn al-Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam. And I will suggest, brothers and sisters, that the hadith where Imam alayhi salatu wassalam spoke with Abdul Aziz, and he asked Imam alayhi salatu wassalam about the position of imamat and imam. And imam had a lengthy hadith about this position and sifat and qualities of imam. In this hadith, Imam alayhi salatu wassalam had proven the position of imamat with this verse, which is in Surah Baqarah. The verse is number 124. 124 of Surah Baqarah. Ye ayat mubarak ka khalla ki kainat iska aghaz kuch is tarah karta hai. Allah starts this verse. Idibtala Ibrahima rabbuhu bikalimatin. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam bikalimatin. Many of the translators have said with the words. Of course, kalima, that means word. But that is just a literal meaning of kalima. That is not a real meaning of kalima. So I would not like to translate that Allah tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with the words. But I would say the same term that Quran has used. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with kalimat. Many of the scholars have used the meaning exams, trials, calamities. Maybe that can be closer meaning of kalima. But again, I would not like to translate with that as well, but I would like to keep that same term that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with kalimat. Fa'atammahunna. And then Quran has said that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam have been able to complete all those tests and exams. That means he passed all these exams. And then it's been said, قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that today I have appointed you as Imam. قَالَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي. Then there is a wish of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that, oh Allah, if you have given me that important and great appointment, a great position, how about my descendants? قَالَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي. That, oh Allah, I would like to ask you, what is the position of my descendants? قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ أَحَدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. That my ahad, and I would not like to translate that ahad as well, because that is used in many places in the Quran. This is one of the another terms that I would like to keep that as in the same form. That this covenant and ahad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to reach to walimeen, to the wrongdoers. In the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with Eid. In many places in Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes to remind about something, jahan bhi khuda kisi guzashta waqiye ki taraf insano ki tawajjuh mabzool karana chahta hai, jahan khuda mutaal لوگوں کو کسی واقعے کی طرف لے جانا چاہتا ہے, جیسے ہم اگر کسی کو کہنا چاہیں یاد کریں اس وقت کو, when we like to say to somebody remember that time, right? At that time we use Eid. You can read many verses of Quran. Eid قالت الملائکتو يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة. When angels came to Adam alayhi salam and they said that, oh Adam, you should stay in paradise and your wife. اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة. You should stay in paradise. So Eid over there, it is in the meaning to remind about an incident. So Quran wants to remind many places. And one of the reminders of Quran is history of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Idibtala Ibrahim. That is the opening of the ayat. Opening of the ayat is with the reminder. Khuda Mutaal ne اس آیت کا آغاز ایک تذکر کے ساتھ کیا ہے. قرآن تذکر ہے. ذکرون, one of the qualities of قرآن is ذکر. هذا ذکر مبارک. This is a blissful ذکر. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds many places, many things. قرآن تاریخ کی کتاب نہیں ہے. It's not a book of history. Quran is a book of reminder. If it says any history, that is to remind us. جہاں پر بھی تاریخ کا تذکرہ کیا ہے وہ تاریخ بیان کرنے کے لیے نہیں کیا بلکہ تاریخ سے سبق لینے کے لیے کیا ہے. صلوات پڑھیں اللہ اللہ So in Quran there are many cases, there are many stories, but these are not stories like bedtime stories, right? Many people, they take those stories and they say bedtime stories. Quranic stories are not just stories, These are dhikr. They are reminder. And one of the great reminder in this world is Quran. As Quran says, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You should remind them, because reminder is beneficial for mu'mineen. When you remind anything, when we remind somebody. You know, if once a bill has been sent. In the past, we had bill that was paper bill. Right? Today they say paperless bill. Electronic bill. Right? So it became easy, you know. So first they send a bill. Then if you don't pay, then there is a need of reminder. So they send a reminder. And then after that maybe there is a final notice. Yes? Or maybe sometimes they say the disconnection notice. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also follows the same process. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the book. He sends messenger. He sends the message. Then he reminds about that messenger. You remember about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? Do you think and go back to the history of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? You should not think that we sent Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam just as a prophet, as a messenger. For that time, humne Ibrahim ko koi tarikhi insan bana ke nahi bheja tha. Humne Ibrahim ko ek muallim bana ke bheja tha. Humne Ibrahim ko is zamane ke liye ek payambar bana ke bheja, jo hamare paigham ko pahuncha sake. Lihaza yaad karo Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Whole Islam and a complete Islam is actually related with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Our Hajj today, Imam Rizwanullah ta'ala alayhi used to say Hajj Ibrahimi. You know, there are two types of the Hajj. Hajj Saudi and Hajj Ibrahimi. Many people, they just go Hajj Saudi. They want to go Saudi and do a Hajj. But we don't like to go Saudi and do Hajj. We like to do Hajj Ibrahimi. Because in Hajj Saudi, you just throw stones to the pillars. But in Hajj Ibrahimi, you don't throw the stones to the pillars. But you throw the stones to the evils. That is stoning to the evils. There are two concepts. One is a Saudi concept, another is the Ibrahimi concept. They wanted to take out this Ibrahimi concept from the minds of people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the people, Edibtala Ibrahim. You should remember the trials of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibtala, second, I will try to go through every term that has been used in this verse. Please say salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So according to ulama, when it's been said id, that means wadukuru. They say that there is a term that is already been missed, or it's not been used. Many times when we say in our language at that time, we don't like to say many words that are being mahduf or is being hadf, that are not being used. That means when we like to state a sentence at that time, there is something that is pre-context. Before we like to say, there are many things in our mind that when I say, yaad karo. Jab main kehta hu yaad karo apni zuban mein be yaad biyavari man bishma tadakkur mida. These type of the terminologies, actually they are to remind something that is already been done, that has been happened in the past. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he say id, that means wadhkuru, you should remember. Ibtala Ibrahim. Ibrahim rabbuhu. that Hazrat Ibrahim has gone through many, many trials. Ibtila, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used Ibtila many places in Quran. It's been said like 25 places in Quran, term of Ibtila or Bala is been used. Various places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used that term. That means the trials and exams and calamities are sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts people into the trials, and many people have gone through the trials. But Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam had many, many trials. We should remember those trials. Ibtala. We also go through the trials. Every day we are in a trial. Some people, by having the wealth, they are in trial. Some people, by not having the wealth, are in trial. Everybody is in trial. And according to the hadith from Ma'asum alayhi salatu wasalam, as it's been said, Al-Mu'minu ala kaffatayil mizan. A mu'min, you know, scale has two parts, two sides. Al-Mu'minu ala kaffatayil mizan. Mu'min is on the two laps of this scale. Kullama zada imanuhu dada bala'uhu. Howsoever his iman and faith is going to be increased, his trials are going to be increased. We should not think that iman is easier to gain, easier to keep. Faith is difficult to keep. One of the most difficult things that you can have in your life, that is protection of iman. Having iman is easier, but keeping iman is difficult. Continuation of an iman is difficult. Protection of iman is difficult. Mumin ho jana aasan hai, lekin mumin baki rehna mushkil hai. Iman le aana aasan hai, iman par baki rehna mushkil hai. That is why many ulama they say that when we say ihdina siratal mustaqim, there are two meanings being said. One of the meanings, oh Allah, guide us toward the right path. Some other ulama they said, we state over there, oh Allah, keep us on right path. Guiding, yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to guide us. He is best of the guide. That is hadi. One of the qualities of Allah is hadi. He loves to guide the people. But continuation and consistency on our iman and guidance is difficult. Bahut se log iman laaye, lekin bahut thode iman par baki rahe. Bahut se log payambar ke saath bhi rahe, lekin payambar ka saath na de sake. Tawajjuh hai hazrat ki? Maine do jumle istemal kiye. Bahut se log payambar ke saath rahe, lekin payambar ka saath nahi de sake. Payambar ke saath hona aur baat hai, payambar ka saath dena aur baat hai. Payambar ka sahabi hona aur baat hai, lekin payambar ka sahabi rehna aur baat hai. Bahut thode jo aise the ki jo payambar ke baad bhi sahabi rahe, kharabi ban gaye. Sahabi nahi rahe, baad mein kharabi ho gaye. Aisi kharabi paida hui ki unki zindagi mein sahabi hona to dur ki baat thi, ab iman baki rahe. Salawat padhne. So whenever faith is going to be increased, at that time trials are going to be increased. However, it's going to be improved. So that means we are getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means to gain the position before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is important that one has to go through the trials. And every position has another trial. It is said, brothers and sisters, when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was getting born in this world, the first trial that he has faced, that was at the time of birth. ولادت حضرت ابراہیم سب سے مشکل مرحلہ تھا. منزل ولایت پر پہنچنے کے لیے, منزل امامت پر پہنچنے کے لیے امام کی ولادت بھی مشکل ہوا کرتی. وہ ولادت بھی مصیبتوں میں گزارتا ہے. The difficult time was the birth of حضرت ابراہیم. It is said that Nimrod had announced that if any child born with the same significance that are being narrated in the past or with the name of Ibrahim, that has to be killed. Signs were given about Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. The people knew about the signs of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, and soldiers were ready that if any child takes birth in this world with those significance, has to be killed. That means, brothers and sisters, if there is a personality whose birth becomes a challenge, that can be the personality who can take a position of imamat. And the same are the circumstances that are narrated about the final imam, Hujjat ibn al-Hasan al-Askari. چونکہ کہا گیا کہ جب امام کی ولادت ہونے والی تھی اس سے پہلے بھی اعلان کیا جا چکا تھا کہ اگر ان علامتوں کے ساتھ کوئی بچہ اس دنیا میں پیدا ہو تو اس کو قتل کر دیا جائے. حضرت ابراہیم واز فیسنگ اے گریٹسٹ چیلنج, اینڈ مدر آف ابراہیم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام واز جسٹ سرچنگ دا پلیس دیٹ برتھ آف ہر چائلڈ کین ٹیک پلیس. آئی تھنک اٹ از سیڈ دیٹ شی اسٹارٹڈ سرچنگ اینڈ شی وینٹ ٹو اے کیو. And because soldiers were everywhere, even they did not let somebody to go into the cave. And birth of Hazrat Ibrahim took place in the cave. اور جب ابراہیم کی ولادت ہو گئی, ولادت کے فوراً بعد حضرت ابراہیم کی ماں نے ابراہیم کو اسی غار میں چھوڑ دیا. She left in the cave. And because she was in fear, and she just separated from the child. She went away. And maybe she said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is your child, it is not mine. This son is related to you. Allah, now you have to protect this son. The mother of Hazrat Ibrahim was on an important status. She was not a normal mother. A normal mother, may she has a different circumstances. May she have a fear that how my child is going to survive. Then you can see, brothers and sisters, there is a mother that comes close to the Kaaba. And she stands close to Kaaba. And she starts asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, my child is in my womb. If you open the door of Kaaba, I will give the birth of my child in this house which is called house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the birth of Amirul Mu'mineen took place in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, salawat. ایک خطرہ ابراہیم کی ماں کو تھا, ایک خطرہ علی کی ماں کو تھا. ابراہیم کی ماں کو جو خطرہ تھا وہ یہ تھا کہ یہ بچہ زندہ کیسا رہے گا, اور علی کی ماں کو یہ خطرہ تھا کہ کہیں یہ بچہ خانہ کعبہ کے باہر پیدا نہ ہو جائے. علی کی ماں یہ چاہ رہی تھی کہ کعبے کی دیوار شک ہو جائے اور علی کی ولادت کعبہ کے جوف میں قرار پائے. صلوات پڑھیں آپ حضرات. Many people, they think that how Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam survived. Of course, when a child is born, and after the birth of child, there has to be food, and the first food, it has to be the milk. and milk has to come from the mother. And if mother was separated, how Ibrahim had survived? But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes to keep Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam alive, if he wants to give him survival, then he can provide the food from any other source. It is said, brothers and sisters, that Hazrat Ibrahim started putting his fingers in his mouth. And these fingers become as the point of feeding, or it became as a feeder. Today you use the feeder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the fingers of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as a feeder. He put the milk in the fingers of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and he started using those fingers. Now think, brothers and sisters, many people, they make this question that how Amirul Mu'mineen survived in the Kaaba while he did not receive any food from outside, and Kaaba was closed, doors of Kaaba was closed. Brothers and sisters, if Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam can survive in the cave without his mother, then Amirul Mu'mineen also can survive with his mother 3 days in the Kaaba. Please say salawat. Yes, brothers and sisters, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam started his life with a trial. And this was a tragedy, that his birth took place in a place and difficult circumstances. But because he had to reach up to the point of imamat, idibtala Ibrahim rabbuhu, his trial was not from his own. His trial was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. امتحانات اللہ کی طرف سے آتے ہیں, آزمائشیں اللہ کی طرف سے آتی ہیں, لیکن آزمائشیں حقیقت میں انسان کو ستانے کے لیے نہیں, بلکہ انسان کو کمال تک پہنچانے کے لیے. جتنی بھی آزمائشیں خدا بھیجتا ہے, امتحانات بھیجتا ہے, امتحانات انسان کو کمال تک لے جانے کے لیے ہیں. کبھی بھی امتحانات جب آئیں تو اس وقت خدا کی بارگاہ میں شکایت نہ کرو, بلکہ اللہ کی بارگاہ میں اس وقت شکر ادا کرو. اے خدا, تو نے مجھے لائق امتحان سمجھائے, تو نے مجھے آزمائش کے قابل سمجھائے, میں تیرا شکر ادا کرتا ہوں. انبیاء اور آئمہ علیہ السلام امتحانات پہ شکر ادا کرتے تھے. Let me give you an example. If there is a child who was in school, he was learning well and consistently studying everything, completing the course. At the end of the year, authorities can say that now is the time of exam. Now you have to sit in the room and go through exam, that we would like to judge you that where you have reached. But if there is a child who actually was not a good student, he was not learning anything, not completing the course, can we ask him to go to exam? Authorities are not going to decide to ask him to give exam. You have to delay for your exam. That means if somebody is not ready and prepared for exams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never gives exam. That is why he said, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah نے کبھی کسی کو کوئی امتحان نہیں دیا مگر یہ کہ اس میں وہ وسعت پائی جاتی ہے. جب کوئی اس مقام پہ پہنچ جاتا ہے تو اس کو امتحان دیا جاتا ہے. جب کوئی پورا کورس کر لیتا ہے تو اسے امتحان دیا جاتا ہے. جب کوئی اپنے مقام اور منزلت میں خدا کا قرب حاصل کر لیتا ہے تو اسے امتحان دیا جاتا ہے. ہر ایک کو امتحان سے نہیں گزارا جاتا ہے. نا اہلوں کو امتحانات نہیں دیے جاتے ہیں, نالائق اسٹوڈنٹس کو امتحانات سے نہیں گزارا جاتا ہے, قابل اسٹوڈنٹس کو, اہل اسٹوڈنٹس کو امتحانات سے گزارا جاتا ہے. ابراہیم علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام اپنے امتحانات میں اس مقام پر پہنچ گئے کہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی نے تب ان کو یہ کہا, انی جاعلک للناس اماما, اب چونکہ تو نے اپنے امتحانات مکمل کر لیے, ہم نے تجھے تجھے امام بنا دیے. صلوات پڑھیں آپ حضرات. Yes, brothers and sisters, Hazrat Ibrahim had gone through many trials. I would like to continue stating some of the exams of Hazrat Ibrahim during my speeches. It is said that another exam of Hazrat Ibrahim, that when he was thrown out of his city. And I would like to just narrate that and say a few words of Masail. It is said that when he wanted to leave the city, at that time, he took his wife, Sarah. And as Sarah was his wife, and she was one of the handsome female at that time, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was one of the modest personality. Iffat aur haya mein anbiya alayhi salam aur aima alayhi salam ka koi masal nahi ho sakta hai. Kainat mein jis ghairat pe ek nabi aur imam faiz hota hai, duniya ka koi imam, koi insaan aisa nahi ho sakta jo haya aur iffat mein paigambar imam ka muqabla kar sake. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, before he wanted to leave, he made a box and he asked from Sarah that you should sit in this box. And then he made a ride for Hazrat Sarah and they started walking out of the city. They reached in a city which was a city of the Arabs. And it's really interesting, brothers and sisters. This trial of Hazrat Ibrahim, it's a reminder for me. When they reached in an Arab country, outside the Arab country, they had a checkpoint. And checking police asked him, what do you have in this box? And Ibrahim ﷺ did not like to disclose. He wanted to keep that. Ibrahim ki ghairat gawara nahi karti thi. कि किसी को ये पता चले कि इस संदूक में है क्या. So Ibrahim in reply said that if I say that there is lot more gold and silver inside and whatever text you like to take, you can take it. I don't like to open this box. Brother, sister, see, this is Ibrahim. And he wants to take care of his wife. He does not like to disclose his wife. He does not like that even somebody can see his wife. And then he forced, he said that, you have to open that box. He said, okay, if you like, then if I've been forced, then Ibrahim alayhi just opened the door. When he opened it, he looked at that, there is his wife. He said, no, I have to take you to the king of the time. He will decide about you. They both started walking to the court of king. When they came into the court of king, jab uske darbar mein aaye, to ravi ye likhte hain ke darbar mein Hazrat Sara ko dekhkar ek dafa badshah ne Hazrat Sara ko kareeb bulaya. The king asked from Sarah to come close. And Ibrahim alayhislam was in a state that he could not see that type of the scenario. When he asked, get close to me. And she stood close to the king. And he just wanted to have his hand towards Hazrat Sarah. Hazrat Ibrahim closed his eyes. He faced towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, oh my Lord, I cannot see that. At that time, his hand was disabled and he could not touch Hazrat Sarah alayha salam. Let me say salam to Zainab salamullah alayha. Assalamu alayke ya binta Rasulullah. Assalamu alayke ya binta waliyallah. As-salamu alayke ya binta ameer al-mu'mineen. As-salamu alayka ya binta Fatimah al-Zahra سيدت نساء العالمين. اے خدا، ابراہیم تو اتنا پسند نہیں کرتے تھے کہ کوئی دست دراز کرے حضرت سارا کی طرف، کوئی نگاہ اٹھا کر دیکھے سارا سلام اللہ علیہا کی طرف. لیکن کربلا کی سرزمین پہ عجیب سانحہ ہوا ہے عزیزو. راویوں نے لکھا ہے، یہاں حمید ابن مسلم کہتے ہیں، ایک مرتبہ جب خیمے جلنے شروع ہوئے تو بیویوں نے اپنے امام سے پوچھ لیا، مولا ہم خیمے میں مر جائیں یا خیمے سے باہر چلے جائیں؟ عزاداروں سنو گے، would you like to listen when حضرت زینب سلام اللہ علیہ came to امام سجاد asking, oh my امام, oh my nephew, would you like to tell me that I have to stay inside and should be burnt, or I have to go outside? And Imam Sajjad said, you have to go outside. میرے عزیزو، عزادارو، ایام اربعین ہیں، ایام اربعین زینب کو یاد کرنے کے دن ہیں. یہ وہ دن ہے بی بی کو سلام کہنے کے دن ہیں. پہلا عشرہ جو گزرتا ہے نا، وہ ابا عبداللہ الحسین کو یاد کرنے کا عشرہ ہے، عشرہ اربعین زینب کو یاد کرنے کا عشرہ ہے. لیکن عزادارو، زینب کی مصیبتیں امام حسین سے بھی زیادہ بڑھ گئیں. میری لاکھوں جانیں قربان ہو جائیں. حمید کہتے ہیں، جب میں نے دیکھا، کہ بیویاں خیمے جلے ہوئے خیموں سے باہر آ رہی ہیں، جب دوڑتی ہوئی باہر آ رہی تھی تو اس طرف سے شیور نے کیا کیا آزاداروں، شیور نے اپنے نیزے کے ساتھ بیویوں کے سر سے چادریں اتارنا شروع کی. Do you think when Zainab salamu alayha alayha, her hijab was taken in Karbala on the day of Ashura, as Shimr came close to Zainab salamu alayha alayha, and he was taking the chadar of Zainab salamu alayha alayha? Do you think when Zainab salamu alayha alayha, she could not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? She did have authority before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She did have that position before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اگر زینب بھی کربلا کے سرزمین میں بارگاہ خدا میں ہاتھ اٹھا کر کہتی نا، اے پروردگار تو آج اس شمر کے ہاتھوں کو شل کر دے، تو یقیناً پروردگار زینب کی دعا کو سن لیتا. لیکن زینب رحمت للعالمین کی نواسی ہے عزادارو، یہ کربلا کی سرزمین میں بدعا کرنے کے لیے نہیں آئی ہے. زینب کی سر سے جب چادر اتر گئی تو ایک مرتبہ سید سجاد نے کہہ دیا، میری پھپھی اممہ، کربلا کی سرزمین سے مٹی اٹھاؤ، اٹھا کر اپنے سر میں ڈال لو تاکہ دنیا کے لوگ بالوں کو نہ دیکھ سکے. السلام علیکم یا بنت رسول اللہ. یو نو امام سجاد یوز ٹو ویپ ہول ہز لائف. ہاؤ لانگ ہی واز ویپنگ بردر اینڈ سسٹر؟ سم آف دی اسکالرز دے ہیو سیڈ 35 years. Some other they said 36 years, some other said 38 years or 40 years, brothers and sisters. Whole life Imam Sajjad was weeping, and somebody came to Imam Sajjad, Ya Sayyid Sajjad, why you are weeping continuously? In narration it is said, brothers and sisters, that Imam had asked from that servant, can you bring some water for me? Mere liye thoda pani le aao. عزادارو، جب پانی لایا گیا، امام started looking at the water. When he was looking at the water at that time, he started weeping. Maybe he remembered the thirst of Ali Asghar. He started remembering Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. Whenever he was looking at the water, at that time he used to say, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah.
Sometimes he used to say, Baby and the Bombi, Yahab Abdullah.
It is said that he started looking at the water and he was weeping, and his drops of water went into the water, and water became muzaaf. It became as a mixture water. He gave that water back to the servant, and the servant looked at Imam Sajjad. Usne ek martaba Imam Sajjad ki taraf dekha aur usne ek sawal kar liya. Kya sawal kiya? Ya Sayyid Sajjad, aap kitni der tak girya karenge? To Imam Sajjad ne jawab mein kaha, ae shakhs, tune mere saath insaaf nahi kiya. Kya tune Quran nahi padha hai? Kya tune Yaqub ka waqia nahi padha? Yaqub to apni puri zindagi apne Yusuf ke liye rote rahe, itne ki Yaqub ki aankhein zaya ho gayi, ae mere 72 janaze uthe.
حضرتانو جب اس شخص نے یہ کلمہ سنا نا تو اس نے پھر دوبارہ ایک سوال کیا. When he heard from Imam Sajjad that our 72 people were being martyred in Karbala, then he asked from Imam Sajjad, don't you think that shahadat and martyrdom is fortune for you? Don't you think that being shaheed is a great honor for you? Kya shahadat aapke liye bahut badi izzat ka muqam nahi hai, ye shahadat nahi hai? To Imam Sajjad ne jawab mein kaha, ji shahadat to hamare liye bahut badi izzat aur muqam hai, ye to hamare liye shahadat hai, lekin kya tu ye bhi samajhta hai hamari biwiyon ka, hamari پھوپھیوں کا, ماں بہنوں کا, کربلا سے کوفہ, کوفہ سے شام, درباروں اور بازاروں میں پھرایا جانا بھی ہمارے لیے سعادت ہے؟ کیا تو یہ سمجھتا ہے ہماری پھوپھی زینب کا دربار میں جانا بھی ہمارے لیے سعادت ہے؟ اے میرے بھائی, کہتے تھے مجھے جو شہر زندگی میں ملتی ہے وہ زینب کے سر سے چادر کا اتر جائے.
Think, brothers and sisters, one side is mother of Ibrahim, the mother of Ismail, one side is mother of Ishaq, one side is Sarah Salamullah Alayha, another side is Zainab Salamullah Alayha. How Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was caring for Sarah Salamullah Alayha, but this is Sayyidina Sajjad in Kufa and Sham. He was looking at Zainab Salamullah Alayha, going through the streets of Kufa and Sham. At that time he may have said, Assalamu alayka ya Ibrahim wa Khalilullah, I come to Kufa and see my Sarah today, and see my Hajra today, and this is my Sarah Zainab, she goes through Kufa and Sham. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un wa sayalamu alladheena zalamu ayyamun qalbiyan qalbun bismika al-azim al-a'zam ala azzil ajal al-akram ya Allah. Please say 10 times all together, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Allah, ya Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ilahi bi Muhammadin wa Ali فاطمة والحسن والحسين وبأولاد الحسين وبأصحاب الحسين وبدم المظلوم في أرض كربلاء. إلهي بزينب بنت علي بن أبي طالب. إلهي بالحسين بالحسين بالحسين. إلهي بالحسين بالحسين بالحسين. إلهي بالحسين 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 بالحسين. اللهم ارزقنا توفيق الطاعة وبعد المعصية والصدق النية وعرفان الحرمة وسدد ألسنتنا بالصواب والحكمة واملأ قلوبنا بالعلم والمعرفة
وطهر بطوننا عن الحرام والشبهة واكفف أيدينا عن الظلم والسرقة واغضض أبصارنا عن الفجور والخيار واقض ما أوجبت علينا من الحج والعمرة. والله give us best of the opportunity to be obedient servant of you. Allah, keep us away from all types of the sins and disobedience. Allah, provide us that haya that you have provided to Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Allah, protect the haya and iffat of all our ladies. Allah, we ask you, accept our ibadat and worships. Allah, send our salam to Imam of the age. Allah, send the blessing to Imam of the age. Allah, accept our du'as tonight because of Imam of the age. Allah, all those who are facing any type of sickness or illness, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide them health. Allah, hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Allah, make us from those who are standing with Imam of the age. Allah, make us from the companions of Imam of the age. Allah, give us opportunity to support Imam of the age. Give us opportunity that we can be martyrs in the path of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين وماتم حسين.